All right.
Look at that song. I'm trying to. It's the four lads, the four aces, the four somebodies.
No.
Four skins? I don't know. What?
No, it wasn't. I don't know. The what? I can hear the.
I was waiting to see if you'd catch it.
Four skins. That's good. You go with the four aces, four freshmen, four. Jeez Louise.
Yep. Yeah. That's like I used to do my sound checks. You know, check one, check two, mm-hmm. check one, check two, testicle, testicle, one, two. Yep, all set. Let's go.
We're rolling, and it's coming up good.
But
so.
Hey, look, you're talking to the National Association of Mobile Entertainers, America's rudest DJ for 1999 and 2000 Anno Domini, who's telling you that from around the world, across the nation, and up your street, it's time for a political QRM episode to be determined. Buckle up, boys and girls, and lock and load.
Hello, everybody. Oh, my God. I'm Anne Marie. That's Lou on the other side. Welcome to another edition of
Just did a
QRM.
Rather dirty sound check.
You did a, yes, we did a dirty sound check. Well, Lou did it. Lou, not me. Right. Yeah, I'm
way
as
below, way below
pure
Amber
as the virgin snow. Yeah, right. Okay. You missed that
Yeah,
one.
But you drifted.
I drifted. Yeah, I drifted. Way, way off. I drifted. So what's it like down there in Pennsylvania today?
The sun, actually, I had to have Debbie go over and pull the one curtain further than usual. The sun is doing what it does. It moves.
Wow.
You know, we move. It does not move.
It does not move.
We move. You know, because, I mean, look, I'm not going to let Galileo's wife or life be in vain to say
right.
The sun moves. No, the sun is just right there where it is. We move.
We move.
And it's moving to the point where I had to have Debbie pull a curtain close that we don't usually close because it was, like, blinding me.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, as a noted scientist, I'd be surprised if she blinded me with science. But
oh, I like that.
The sun was coming in, so we had to change that. So it's a sunny, sunny, sunny day. I don't have any idea what the temperature is, and Debbie's not in the room, so
well,
I can't ask her.
Up here it's cloudy, very cloudy, and I don't know why. They were calling for sun. All of a sudden clouds came in. I just hope it's not one of those things where all of a sudden it starts snowing and we get, you know, 4 to 5 inches. But it is only 29 degrees here. So, yeah. Now, it is supposed to get a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
It's supposed to go up to about 40, 45 tomorrow and Sunday, and then everything. Then yeah. All bets are off, and we're getting another storm Monday
we're visiting,
night to Tuesday.
We're visiting. Yeah, we're visiting the folks on Sunday, and it's supposed to be 50
mm-hmm.
Down the beautiful sunny Jersey Shore.
Did they get snow down there?
But I saw Ted.
They got snow. Yeah,
they got some. They didn't get what we got. They had snow.
But yeah, how much snow did you
what's
get?
What's funny is because they were in a snow band, you know, two snow bands deeper than ours, and they didn't get anything. Or they got an inch. I got about an inch, inch and a half. The one day, and then I got like 3 inches the other day, so like 4 inches in the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't get hardly any of that.
Wow, we got about six. So.
And I called Dad to say don't touch the snow. My brother called Dad to say don't touch the snow. My sister called Dad to say don't touch the snow, because you know he's 100 years old for crying out loud. You know what? Anyway, so
did he touch the snow?
You know the. Don't touch the snow, but he's got he doesn't have the big, snow blower with the Harley V twin engine on it
right.
anymore. He's just got this little electric thing that really kind of doesn't really blow the snow, just kind of moves it out of the way.
So we use that?
But he likes, he tries, you know. He's a no see too good anymore. He's a no look too good, you know. So
Aww.
it's
no legit.
But
okay.
Yeah, so anyway, so they didn't get much. We're going down there Sunday, and I think it's supposed to be 50 degrees.
Yep, it is supposed to be warm.
And here, it's cold, but it's January. I mean, it's supposed to be cold.
It's supposed to be cold. January, yeah.
Yeah.
We had our...
Ted from Channel 8. Ted from Channel 8 said it was going to be sunny up by you today, so I don't know what's going on.
No, here we got some clouds that have come in, so who knows. Did have a big meltdown, our January thaw, and unfortunately it's caused a lot of ice damming, it's caused ice flows, it's caused some flooding. We love the January thaw, except when it comes really quickly followed by rain, and that's what happened. So the Contoocook River up here is flooding in places. They had streets closed down. It was a mess. But we were lucky on our road. We didn't get any flooding, and that's because we're high. It's kind of hard to flood around here.
I was looking at again Channel 8. I was looking at and they were showing pictures of Kennebec, the Saco, the raging torrent of the mighty Androscoggin.
Right.
And it was terrible. That there were parts of Portland and places like that where there were cars just sitting there on the side of the road parked, and that now they are frozen in this block of ice because it all melted and all refroze.
Yeah.
So it's like, woo! So we looked at there's a brook, creek, I don't know, river, whatever the hell thing is, down the end of the block. And it was unusual. Then we took a couple of pictures, and the fact that the water was actually flowing under the ice and over the ice at the same time.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. It was like a couple of inches of ice had formed, but the water under it hadn't frozen. Mm-hmm. And then all that rain came, and it ran over the top of it. And she did. She took a picture. And, you know, it was interesting. And I got... What's the 888 number trying to reach me here? What's going on?
I have no idea. Anyhow. It is a toll-free number.
Toll-free number, yeah. Some of the numbers that are associated with the hospital are 888 numbers. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just one of those, your appointment for whenever the hell it is.
Yeah. So.
Kind of reminder things.
We have quite a bit going on here. We do.
Oh, well, let me start out with one hashtag.
Sure, start it.
Release the memo.
There you go. I was hoping that's the one you would start with. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Release the memo. That memo.
Release the memo.
That would take down a lot of people. Okay, if you people don't understand what it is, it's a memo that allowed... FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, warrant to go through. And during the Obama administration, somebody wrote a memo doing a FISA request. And supposedly they did bug Trump's headquarters in the Trump Towers.
Yeah, they surveilled a non-foreign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me explain a little bit about the
location.
Let me explain about foreign intelligence.
That's your field. Yeah, you do that.
Now, look, when this, this was supposed to be for the intelligence officials to oversee communications of foreigners in the U.S. without a warrant. That's what this is. Basically, because sometimes a warrant, it takes too long. Intel information, it happens all of a sudden. Seriously, you just have to get it when you can. And FISA was instituted after 9/11, because we realized then that the enemy was on our shores, and that was one of the things. Now, they just renewed it, and a lot of people are upset about it. But it looks as if the Obama administration used this in order to spy on Donald Trump's headquarters. Donald Trump is an American citizen. There is absolutely no reason why he should have been surveilled. And supposedly, everybody was involved in this, from top to bottom.
Correct me.
What?
Correct me procedurally here. From what I remember, and I might be wrong, that's why I'm asking you. This is your bailiwick, not mine. Mm-hmm. FISA was a warrant, not a warrantless search. You still needed to apply for a warrant, but you didn't have to wait for it.
That's right.
Okay. And it was used specifically against foreign intelligence.
To intercept foreign terrorist threats, okay?
Right.
But the thing is that the new version, there was a new section that came out, and what it allows them to do is to oversee communication of foreigners about outside the U.S. without a warrant, okay? This is a new area. Okay, I'm going a little blah, blah, blah. Usually, our intel agencies, their mission is to intercept foreign communications for the national security of our country, okay? But as far as, and usually that would be foreign government communications. That's what they're talking about. Here with FISA, this is an individual. They're going into individuals with this. And it looks as if, now, it does allow, normally FISA, it has caused so much aggravation in Congress, so much aggravation, and there's a lot of lies about it out there. And
lies, half-truths, misconceptions.
Now, basically, the thing is that the big objection to it is that they say millions of Americans then are accidentally or incidentally collected in this database. All right? Now, nobody is supposed to really look at all this stuff unless you are a government agency interested in this, like, you know, whatever. But I don't know. This should have never happened. Period. End of sentence. He was not a foreign person.
And I don't see it. I don't see it as incidental.
No, it's not incidental.
Everything that runs through the electronic communications, as far as I can recall from having had it explained to me in the past, goes through a filter that uses certain algorithms.
Yes.
And, you know, if you don't say things on the phone like, you know, overthrow the government violently or something like that, you'll pass through it. You'd be collected by accident if there was an error on a digit on a phone number or something. But you won't necessarily stay in that filter. It's supposed to be, you know, among the best in the world, and that's grand. But again, even if people were saying, oh, it may be listening to me, it's not listening to you. Unless you're saying something it wants to hear. Oh, how do I know it's not listening to me? Have they come in the middle of the night and bashed your door down? No. Well, then it's not listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Basically,
you know,
what
well,
they're
I
saying,
got, I said, if you got that, if you don't say anything bad, why is it going to come and find you? Well, that means I got to watch what I say. Well, if you've got nothing bad to say, why are you saying it?
Basically, what this is going on, it says that the report it reveals an extensive abuse of power and a collusion, you want to hear? Here's where it should be used. Collusion between the Obama administration, the FBI, DOJ, and the Clinton campaign against Donald Trump. This is a 4-page memo, and I think they should release it, and I think they should release it immediately.
Instantly. And so do some of the people in the House Intelligence Committee.
A lot of people do. A lot of the Republicans do. Peter King from New York wants that released.
Yep.
He wants to make,
and Steve King from Iowa.
Yes. Release the memo, definitely.
I'll tell you something. A couple of things. First of all, I saw a report on this early this morning. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Steve King wants it released is fine. But the report came through with a picture of the author.
Who was the author?
And the quote underneath of it was from Steve King of Iowa.
Okay.
And it said, I have read the memo. I've read it a couple of times. I believe this memo, you know, should be released. And I'm like, How the hell did Stephen King get a hold of this report?
I don't know. Is he on the Intelligence Committee?
Because that's what I said.
I believe he is.
No. I meant Stephen King, the author, because that's whose picture they had up.
Oh, idiots! Oh, my gosh.
So I came out here, and I logged on real quick as soon as I saw this stuff this morning, and it was Steve King from Iowa. I'm like,
yes.
Some idiot. Not idiot. I shouldn't say that. Young kid intern.
No,
they
idiot.
They said, get us a picture of Steve King.
Idiot. No, Lou, idiot. I'm sorry. You should not be doing that work if you do not know something about, you know, who runs the government. And obviously that person does not. You should have a working knowledge. And if you don't know, you know, you should at least realize the subject matter they're talking about. And Steve King would be it, not Stephen King.
I sent out a couple of memos quickly this morning, all right, saying, if you guys are having a hard time with this, redeputize me. I have no problem. Cuff, stuff, and pack and stack bad cops.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way when I walked the beat. I feel that way now. You need a bad cop busted, I'm
right.
Your guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stomach a bad cop.
I know.
And
well, the FBI
or DOJ, they're still a cop.
Yep. No, the FBI is not doing their job properly. The FBI has been completely taken over by the Obama administration. None of them are leaving.
All
and the fact that Mueller is
deep
in there
state
now.
Deniers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these deep state deniers. And now this whole thing, now that the Uranium One deal now is under active investigation. The Clinton Foundation is under investigation. The Obama Iran deal payoffs are under investigation. All this stuff is under investigation. And who do they still talk about? Trump-Russia collusion.
I know. There was no Trump-Russia collusion. It was the stupidest thing in the world. Now, come on. You know, there was actual evidence of Obama-Russian collusion. When he sat down, and that live mic, when he sat down with Medvedev.
Hot mic. Yep.
Yeah, the hot mic. And said, you know, well, when I get reelected, I'll have more flexibility. It's like, what? And nothing was done. The press were like, oh my gosh, no, it's nothing. He's just being nice. They're just talking.
Yeah. Oh, so now all this stuff is taking place, and the girthers in the White House press corps.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that one yet? The girthers?
No. And what in God's name is that?
They don't believe that the president is only 239 pounds.
Oh,
they want him to step on a scale publicly.
Oh, you want to get into that now? Oh, my gosh. What a bunch of
idiots.
Well,
this is what I'm saying. They're like a dog with ADD. You know, they're chasing, and oh, look, a squirrel, and off they go the other way. You know, the president is what did he call himself? A genius.
A stable genius, yes.
He is.
He is a stable
because
genius.
Because he's busy doing things, and he keeps popping out these tweets.
I know.
He keeps popping out about his Diet Coke, and he keeps popping out about his McDonald's, and he keeps popping out about, you know, this, that, and the other thing. His media award, his fake news awards.
Wait a minute. Remember McDonald's? Who was the president who used to go out for a run with his Secret Service detail? And, gee, in the middle of the run, used to stop off at McDonald's for Big Macs and shakes. Remember Bill Clinton?
And he shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
Exactly. And, you know, the press used to just laugh that off and say, oh, you know, isn't that adorable? And, oh, you know, he stopped at McDonald's again. They're trying so hard,
but true.
And they're failing. Yeah, I know. Folks, check on
it. He passed a cognitive test with the physician. The physician that they're all doubting, who, by the way, was President Obama's physician and President Bush 43's physician.
Yep.
Same guy.
Mm-hmm. Rear Admiral Jackson.
You know, they're questioning, you know, and so they gave him a cognitive skills thing, mm-hmm. and he passed it 30-30,
mm-hmm.
you know, 30 out of 30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, he couldn't possibly. Well, you know something? I'd like to see Nancy and Maxine and Hillary.
Federica Wilson.
Sit down and take that test.
Try Hank Johnson. Let's get John McCain in there, too.
I don't want to see Hillary take the test because Donna Brazile will answer the answers.
Yeah, it's true. But at least, you know, Hillary's real medical report should be released. We know darn well that anything that was released saying that she's in great shape was a complete lie, because there's too much video out there showing her falling down steps, falling up steps, getting thrown into vans. You know.
And talk about Nancy Pelosi. They showed her the other day.
Oh, man.
Giving a speech to which she said that the president wanted a DACA bill, and she said it's like taking a bowl and filling it with dog poop and putting a cherry on it and calling it a chocolate sundae. And as she's being illustrative with her hands, they're shaking like aspen leaves. They're shaking. I mean, physically shaking. Now, I realize she's not a young woman anymore. But if you're shaking that bad, girl, it's time to stop at the doctor's office on your way home.
Obviously, I think she has. And she has something. We don't know what yet. Early stage
dementia,
late stage dementia, who knows what. But she's totally off
dementia,
the rails.
I don't know, MS something. I don't know.
No, it's not MS.
But,
no,
well,
she's really going off the deep end. I really think it's dementia, because she just blurts out these things that you look at her and say, there is something wrong with this woman. And the fact that she stops in the middle of a sentence and like a whole face freezes and she looks into the distance. I mean, this is very, very concerning.
I might have an insight on that.
Oh, really?
After my strokes and stuff, right? I developed... and I take a medication for it, and it went away. Mm-hmm. I developed a seizure disorder called absence seizures. Mm-hmm. In Maine, of course, with the French influence, they call it absence seizures.
Really? Okay.
And years ago, they used to call it petit mal.
Ah, okay.
And that's pretty much what happens. You just kind of go blank. You just kind of have a 1,000-meter stare kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of go blank, and it's not a danger. You don't roll around swallowing your tongue. It's just you stop, and you get this look on your face and stuff. And Debbie noticed it several times, and I had routine visits with my neurologist at the time anyway, and he says, "Oh, I know what that is. It's an absence seizure," and he gave me this pill. He says, "Here, take this," and I was like, "Okay, I took it. It went away. One of the medical miracles in my life is I said, this is what happens. He gave me a pill. I took the pill. It stopped. Medical miracle. it did exactly what it said on the jar. This will stop these. So there we go. But you know what? That's what those stops, her momentary lapses of being there with us. Remind me of is because well, not that it reminds me of anything, because I was on the inside, but Debbie knows exactly what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I get a 1,000-meter stare, and I just kind of stop, and I don't talk. I rock back and forth a little bit, and then I wake up 10, 15 seconds later and go about my day. Well, now that I take these little pills, that stopped. So maybe that's what she needs, is those little pills.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should give her I think she should get a whole year's supply and take them in one afternoon with a couple of shots of vodka.
There you go. No, but you know what her latest thing is now? She's going to be a judge at a... Okay, I'm having one of those episodes too. Drag queen contest. RuPaul.
Maybe she's more qualified for that than we know.
That's what I'm thinking. Get the heck out of Congress. It's like... This is celebrity. This is all this is. This is celebrity. I mean, really?
I thought being on reality shows disqualified you from having the brains to be able to do anything in public office.
Good point. Very good point. Yeah, see? I'm just a good friend of RuPaul's.
But if they want somebody to judge something like that, why didn't they get Michelle Obama?
Ooh. Boy, you're really hot today, sweetie.
Oh, was that a little underhand? I'm hot today. Oh, I tell you what. Oh, I'm on fire.
You're on fire.
Are you feeling hot, hot, hot? I am the god of hell, fire.
Fire. I actually like that song.
You remember that song?
I love that song, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I do love
that
song.
The crazy world of Art Brown. Yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Before we leave this topic, we're Admiral Jackson, he was the doctor. He had to undergo a 50-minute press conference with these idiots who call themselves journalists. They asked 80 questions of him, 80. Some of the more stupid ones I'm going to impart here. And he goes, one of them says, I mean, where do we start? There have been some questions as part of your exam. I'm wondering if you talked to the president about this, about the president's mental fitness. He has pushed back on that, calling himself a stable genius. Can you assess the president's mental fitness for office?
But his response was wonderful.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of these questions. It's unbelievable. Here's one. Does he take all of your advice? Out of a clear blue sky.
Does anybody?
No. I mean, you know.
I don't take all my doctor's advice.
This is the big one here. The big, important one is number 30. Is he limited to one scoop of ice cream now?
What?
No joke.
What?
I kid you not. Somebody actually asked that question.
Well, let's just hope he doesn't have to meet with Li Jinping anytime soon, because, you know, he'll eat another piece of chocolate cake.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just incredible. And somebody actually asked, how would you characterize the president's health to an average 71-year-old American male? I'd like to, if you compare him to Bill Clinton, put two pictures together. They're both the same age.
Oh, I've seen the meme. Oh, no. People have done just that. I've seen it.
God! Bill Clinton looks like he has one foot in the grave.
Okay, well, you know what, though? The meme was a little bit more coarse than that. It showed the two pictures and said, 71-year-old American men. One is married to Melania Trump. The other one is not.
I like that. It's just like, did you test his hearing? Okay. I know his pressure is real good, but what about potential because of the weight as he gets older? I mean, Bill Clinton was heavier than, oh God, I can't believe this crap.
Yeah, there was another thing on Atlantic or something.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. How would I describe what?
How would you describe his diet before he became president? A lot has been said about too much McDonald's, too many burgers. Do you think it was problematic? Nothing's problematic. The guy's in excellent health. Wait a minute. Dr. Jackson, does the president take any medications that you haven't disclosed here today? Jesus Christ.
The guy doesn't even drink.
He doesn't drink. He's never taken drugs. Oh, my God.
It's crazy stuff. Look, there's a reason for a lot of this stuff. There's a lot going on. The poor surgeon was standing there. He had just done a physical. He had just done all this stuff. And these people are hitting him with these. And I have got to figure that on his way out onto that dais, Sarah Sanders was there saying, hey, Admiral, listen, this is going to go south real quick. You got to be ready for it. It's Noah's version against you. You just got to let it roll off, just anything. And I'll tell you what, when he came back off that day, Sarah Sanders was back there with a towel saying, here you go, Admiral.
Yep.
You know, here, let me wipe that. Let me wipe all that off of you.
I would not be a bit surprised.
And yet, you know what? Here they are. Here's these people. They get all upset about this, and there were celebrities involved in this recently about, what do they call, fat shaming.
Mm-hmm.
And who do they fat shame? They fat shame Sarah Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
They fat shame, now they're fat shaming the president about his weight. You know, oh, we want to see him step on a scale in public. But good God, don't say anything about Rosie. You know, don't say anything. Oh, no, don't say anything about Rosie.
Well, what about Oprah? Oprah is thinking of running for president.
Don't say anything about Oprah.
Well, let me tell you something.
No,
of course not, because she's a liberal. God forbid.
That's fat shaming. Don't do that. You know, you're being
fatogenist
or something, you know.
Yeah, but Oprah eats. She overeats when she gets nervous. Do you really think that she can handle the presidency? I mean, she'll be as heavy as William Howard Taft if she's elected.
I hope they still have that bathtub handy.
I don't know. Man, that thing was amazing.
It's probably at the William Howard Taft Presidential Library, not Presidential Complex on the north end of Chicago along Lakeview Drive, Lakeside Drive, whatever the hell it's called. Not a big Chicago fan. You might be able to tell.
What is he putting in there? They're putting in what? Like handball courts? I don't know.
Yeah, yoga studios. Yeah. No library to speak of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're taking up, 25 acres of Chicago parkland that's public land. They're going to take that over and pay for the building of all this stuff. The city of Chicago that can't keep its citizens alive unless you're an illegal alien, then it's very safe to be in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the regular citizenry isn't, but, if you're an illegal, you're safe in Chicago. And it's not on the south side, down there.
Yeah, shouldn't it be in...
With bad Leroy Brown. I mean, you know. Yeah.
You know, it's like, shouldn't it be somewhere where, the little people can get to it and enjoy the fruits of his labor? You know.
I'd be surprised if the little people are allowed in.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll...
I want to see what happens. I do. I want to see, and I'm not wishing anything ill here. I'm not wishing any evil upon it. You know, oni swaki mali pons. I'm not speaking evil of it. But I want to see how many National Park Service employees have to go through there every morning at 7 o'clock and clean up all the dope needles.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I mean, I really don't think that he should have a library, because. Well, all he has to do is have two books in there. Saul Alinsky's book and Communist Manifesto. That's it. That's Barack Obama in a nutshell.
He did publish two books himself.
Okay, fine. Then do that. Yeah. Well,
and,
I don't know.
And I guess Michelle's publishing a cookbook.
A cookbook, and actually they're going to give cooking demonstrations there and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be based on her diet and stuff like, her diet.
Well, it's like the brownie. You know what they call an organic, gluten-free, non-GMO brownie?
What?
Compost.
There you go. There you go.
But, yeah, he's got this whole complex planned. And the funny thing is, like I said, the city of Chicago's got to pay for it. You know, what happened to the fact that they'd raise funds from their foundations and they'd get this plot of land, like the Reagan Library
right.
or whatever,
yes.
Which is beautiful, by the way. All these things. No, he's going to take up public park space.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago.
Isn't that amazing?
And he's going to make the city pay. This is a man who for 8 years didn't do a blessed thing for the city of Chicago, let alone the South Side, where he's supposed to be, had supposed to have been a community organizer.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't done a blessed thing except give them Rahm Emanuel.
Hmm.
I just don't. Get it. And you know what? They'll line up in droves along the side of the street when he comes to open it up and say, here we go. I'm trying to remember the amount. Maybe you can get it up real quick, the amount that it's going to cost.
Right.
It's like millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Of course it is. And the way he wants it basically to be almost like a palace. Let me see.
And it'll be one bookshelf.
Yeah. Like I said, two things. His two books and...
Yeah, the Communist Manifesto and Rules for Radicals.
Rules for Radicals. I mean, that's the only thing that has to be.
It might include 1984 because don't forget they viewed that as an instruction book.
That's true. Let's see how much it's going to cost. How much will it cost? Oh my gosh. Expected to cost over $500 million. Oh my God.
$500 million.
And listen to this, though.
Do you happen to see a...
The state legislature, people in Illinois state legislature, they've been launching an effort to contribute $100 million in state funds. But it's been shelved because Illinois is facing some serious debt problems. Oh my gosh.
You've got a populist. You've got a populist that doesn't pay taxes but gets refunds.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you've got a populist that sucks down somebody. I don't remember if it was the Atlantic or certainly not a conservative news source. Mm-hmm. You know, that the city of Chicago sucks in more money than it puts out.
Yeah, that's true.
And think about that. Well, we're not just talking about the South Side. Now, we're talking about an entire city that sucks in more than it puts back out. Where are they going to get $100 million?
I don't know. I think it's incredibly stupid. I think these things about presidential libraries, I don't like them. I really don't. I think they're a waste of... time, effort, money.
They're supposed to,
land.
They're supposed to create foundations that come up with this money by donation. They go, they find a plot of land. You know, Carter did it. Reagan did it.
Right.
You know, even Clinton did it. You know, they find this spot and they build this library and they fill it with their personal effects and their notes and their, you know, the pens that they used and the bills that they used those pens on and, you know, all that stuff and, you know, multimedia presentations. And it's all covered by donation, stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, all the Democrat voters will, you know, will contribute. But we don't know how much taxpayer dollars are going to be involved. That's the problem.
And I don't think taxpayer dollars should be involved at all. I don't think the taxpayer should give one red cent. And I'm telling you, I don't care which president it's for.
No, I don't care. No, I agree with you on that. You know, Ronald Reagan and his people wanted to, you know, they do it, you know. Jimmy Carter.
That's it.
He does it. But for some reason, Obama seems to be like the anointed one. And, you know, everything has to be given to him on a silver platter. And that's ridiculous. Because he is the worst president that we have ever had. You know, we are facing a possible shutdown of the federal government.
And the Schumer shutdown.
The Schumer shutdown. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, Schumer has been asked to present himself at the White House.
Yes.
For an impromptu meeting.
Isn't he there right now?
Indeed he is. This is my take on it. Okay, we know what's going on here. The Democrats basically want to shut down the government, including preventing the military from getting their pay.
Yeah.
They don't give a damn.
The military won't get paid, but he will.
But the thing is, Schumer will get paid, and this whole thing is all about DACA. It's all about the illegals. They want to ensure that the illegals stay here, yet they want to prevent our military from getting their pay and other people from getting their benefits.
I don't believe for a second that they actually give a rat about DACA.
Oh, no,
I don't
do.
Believe it.
No,
I think what they've got is I think they've got a hammer. And it doesn't matter. You know what? If it wasn't DACA, if it was something else, if they had a hammer, they're going to hammer in the morning. That's all there is to it. It happens to be a wedge issue that they've got. I don't think they give a rat's behind about any of that.
Oh, yes, they do.
I think all
it is. These are voters. These are Democrat voters. They need them. No, they need them.
Oh, and stop saying 800,000 of them.
There's more. There's more than that. It's over a million.
And stop calling them kids.
No, they're not kids. Some of them are 30 years old.
The average age now, the average age is 30.
75%.
Or 31, something like that.
Yeah, 75% are on some sort of government handout.
I looked up the numbers. 900. They keep saying, oh, what about the ones that are in the Army and Navy defending our country? 900 of them. That's less than 1%. That's less. Oh, they're defending our freedom. Yes, they are. But that's less than 1%.
What about the one? Wait a minute. What about the ones who are on welfare? Should they be allowed to stay? They're not contributing anything. They're taking.
What about the ones that are in gangs?
That's true. Gangs, some are already in prison. Some of them already have, you know, a rap sheet as long as my arm, for God's sake.
There are 900 of them in the Army.
So what?
There are 1,900 of them in prison.
That's a low number. That has to be a low number.
I know that. But the point is, they keep saying the ones that are defending our country. That's less than 1%.
I know.
There's 1,900 that I've seen in statistics that are in prison. Hold on. Hold on. Because the people that are in prison are not going to miss a meal over this, but the Army is.
That's right. That's right.
The ones that are on welfare aren't going to miss a meal over this, but the ones in the Army are.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Schumer's staff is not going to miss a meal over this, but you won't be able to go into a national park.
That's right. Wait a minute. This is Friday. They'll all be gathering at the watering holes on Capitol Hill, off Capitol Hill, Georgetown, whatever, and having a grand old time.
I liked Georgetown.
Oh, so did I. Are you kidding? I loved it. I loved it. It's changed, though. It's not as good as it used to be.
There was a little bar on M. Never mind.
Go ahead. Oh.
That was one of those teases.
Ooh.
Little bar on M Street, you know.
No, I loved Georgetown. I did. I used to go there a lot. There used to be this French restaurant there. Excuse me. It was a crepe place. Oh, my God, the crepes that they used to make. All different. Oh, they were so good. Just excellent.
You know what's a real shame? I used to love Crystal City, and I used to love Alexandria. But from what I'm told, don't walk through Alexandria at night anymore.
Not anymore. I know. It used to be beautiful, and there's just too many. There's, like, illegals. It's not like it used to be. It's not good at all.
I liked McCain. I liked McLean.
Not anymore.
I like Crystal City.
Not anymore. Am I kidding?
No, one of the places that one of the places that shocked me, and it's still, even it's a long time ago now, you know, but not in dog, well, in dog years, it's even worse. But one of the places I used to go have occasion to spend time in was Capitol Heights, Maryland.
What? Are you out of your mind? You don't go to Capitol Heights.
But that's, well, got to remember. Well,
not when I was there.
You can't even walk through Capitol Heights in the daytime, let alone.
Honey, I moved down there in, when was I? 78. Right off the bat, you did not go to Capitol Heights, Maryland. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, God, I was there a lot earlier.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's how bad it got. But wait a minute. Let's get back to the topic here. Oh, jeez. So basically what the Democrats
Schumer
are doing...
Schumer shut down.
Yeah, Schumer shut down. Basically what the Democrats are trying to do is they're trying to close down the government and blame the Republicans for illegals. You believe this, people?
These are people that feed off
of us and contribute nothing and have already broken the law.
Let me do a grammatical check.
Okay.
Let me do a grammatical check.
Okay.
If they say, we're going to shut the government down, but it's the Republicans' fault. Wait, move the government down? but it's the Republicans' fault. How does that work? We're the ones that are going to pull the switch, but it's their fault. Isn't that something you'd hear in, like, kindergarten? Yes, that's my teacher. I did it, but it's his fault.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. The Republicans aren't fighting back. What I've read is that the Republicans are afraid of a shutdown because they will be blamed for it.
My thing is,
you know, my take on that is fight back. Let people know that it's the Democrats doing it. But you see, there's too much interaction between the Democrats and the RINOs. And they're one party. They are. So nobody's doing anything on this.
I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of hearing the term RINO.
Why?
You know, I look at somebody like Jeff Flake, and I look at, you know, of course, Susan Collins, John McCain, you know, and to some and to a full extent, Lindsey Graham, to some Rhino. Lesser extent in the last few weeks. No, they're not
Ryan.
Rhinos.
Ryan.
They're Democrats. Take
no,
the
you're
R
right.
off
okay.
the end of
yes.
their name and put a D there.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. So basically, now this is tinfoil hat time for me, okay? I think that all of a sudden this meeting comes up with Donald Trump and Chuck Schumer, and I'm thinking, okay, he's going to say to him, you know, this little memo that we have, how about if we keep it under wraps? If you drop the DACA thing and let all of this go on the way it should. How does that sound?
I don't know. I being a poker player.
Yeah.
I'd have him in the office, and I wouldn't say anything about, well, you know this memo, how about we keep it under wraps? I'd turn around and say, hey, Chuck, you know this memo thing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you're not in it?
I didn't even think of that. That's a better strategy. That really is.
And just leave it at that. Say, you know this memo thing? Yeah, are you sure you're not in it?
Yeah, don't forget, he's
a big shot. Mr. President. Well, Mr. President. No. Are you sure you're not in it? Because I've seen it. You know, some of the people in the House Intelligence Committee have seen it, but you haven't. Neither has Stephen King.
That's hope he hasn't seen it.
I'm sorry. I got to take the shot where I can.
Of course.
No. Just for what it's worth, Christina and David up there, Channel 8, I love yous to death. You know I do, but somebody back in the back room screwed up. I've seen it. You know, the House Intelligence Committee has seen it. You haven't seen it. Nancy hasn't seen it. Are you sure you're not in it? And just say, listen, just cut the shutdown crap. Cut the separate DACA bill crap.
Right.
Get over there. Get on the stick. Get this stuff passed. And just watch him run, because he hasn't seen it. It's called calling somebody's bluff.
Yeah. Well, I really think that...
you know, are you sure you're not in it? You know, yeah. Are you sure none of your donors are in it? You know.
Yeah. I really think that I would love to be a fly on the wall in the Oval Office. God, between him and Schumer.
That would oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, people keep underestimating this guy. Just Donald Trump, the man. I mean, don't even attach president to his name. Just Donald Trump, the man. I mean... People in the business world have already...
New York City real estate for 40 years.
Yes.
You don't stare across a poker table at this man. You don't.
World.
You might want to play poker with him, but you don't stare at him across a poker table.
It's not just New York City. I mean, worldwide, for heaven's sake.
Oh, yeah, but, come on, face it. New York is, hey, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
it's the epicenter.
Yes, I know,
for finance and a whole bunch of things. But, you know, it's just, I cannot believe the Democrats are actually going down this road. They are going down this road on DACA. And I really think not going to work. What?
Wait a minute.
Yes?
They closed the national parks.
Yeah.
The military's not going to get paid, which is the ultimate sin.
Right. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
VA services are going to be curtailed, which is an even more ultimate sin.
Yes.
They will close down the monuments in D.C. They will close,
however,
the halls of the Foundations of Freedom in the archives in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
over DACA. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, though. I have something to add to that real quick, but go ahead.
The mm-hmm. DACA people aren't going to get paid either.
I don't know about that. They probably
will. You close down the offices that write the checks, and nobody gets the check.
I don't know about that. But I am going to tell you this. The director of the Office of Management Budget, Mulvaney, was interviewed. Actually, I think he did a press conference. And he said that in case of a shutdown, he has already told the different agencies to use their reserves. Turns out each agency in the United States government does have reserves that they can pull on. Now, the last time the government was closed down during the Obama administration, they didn't use the reserves. So obviously people were hurt, people were deprived. But Mulvaney has said, I have directed them to use the reserves so nobody goes without anything. So if Schumer does decide to shut down the government, I really don't think anybody's going to notice. And DACA still doesn't get in.
Oh.
So that's the one good thing I learned about that today. That was good.
Look, I think what the president said the other day was very, very important, and it goes back to my issue that it's a wedge that they have that they can use, and that ergo, like I said, if they had a hammer, they hammer in the morning.
Right.
The president said, you know what, they're all talk, no action. They've done mm-hmm. nothing to fix this.
That's right. The only thing that the Democrats are doing is just trying to bring Donald Trump down. They have no alternative except the status quo, which has been high taxes, which has been high taxes, which has been misuse of our dollars to illegals, to refugees, quote unquote. That's the only thing that the Democrats have. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to come out and say, oh, yeah, well, we just want to raise your taxes so we can bring every person in from, you know, Mexico or whatever, and Guatemala and whatever, and just give them money because they say that they're very poor or they fear for their life or whatever. You know, the way that some of our neighborhoods now, regular Americans fear for their life when they go out of their homes. Who's taking care of them? Nobody. It's ridiculous.
Well, there's the whole thing, like we go back to that S-hole comment of our last podcast. You know, if your country is so great, why aren't you going back?
I know.
You know, why are the Democrats standing there saying, oh, we can't send them back? Why? Well, because their country what?
Yeah.
You know, well, it's a shithole. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's basically
you know?
What it is.
And, I mean, you know, and I go back to the meltdown of the mainstream media with the fact that, you know, we had, you know, Obama saying hellhole and Biden saying, oh, this is a complete, you know, this is a big effing deal.
Effing deal,
and,
yeah.
You know,
when they were right, when all they were signing this, Obamacare.
The mm-hmm. heck with Tom Perez, you know, and the things that Hillary said and had, you know, is verifiably quoted. I they're all talk. No action. That's why I say I'm not entirely sure that they give a rat's butt about DACA. And two things. First of all, stop saying 800,000 and stop saying kids. The average age is over 30.
Mm-hmm.
And you're counting the fact that this latest bill that they brought forward gave not only protection to them, but protection to their parents who, even though these kids were brought across the wall, across the border and didn't know and couldn't be held accountable for breaking the law, their parents could.
Right.
But we're going to allow them. So we're talking several million people.
Mm-hmm.
None of whom are children.
That's right.
Did Until you, see... you bring in the 14th Amendment argument, you know, and then, the ones that were born here, the anchor baby issue. And
that's not what the 14th Amendment was for.
I know that.
You know that as well as I do, but everybody else seems to think that once they get over here, they pop the baby out, and that's got to stop. That has to stop. Chain migration has to stop. Lottery has to stop. Everything. It has to stop.
The lottery. We're going to issue a certain amount of tickets to countries that are quote-unquote underrepresented in our immigration system. You know, shitholes.
Tell me why.
And we're going to issue these things, and it's a 100% by virtue of Lady Luck smiling on you that you're going to come to the United States. And now once you're here, now chain migration kicks in. You can sponsor any of your quote-unquote relatives,
mm-hmm.
which, does that include goats? you know, you can bring all your relatives over here because now you're here through this lottery system of underrepresented S-hole nations. What on earth? And, oh, by the way, who sponsored that bill? Chuck Schumer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You tell me with a straight face. Anybody, come up, walk up to my front door, knock, I'll open the door, and you tell me with a straight face that that was done for any, name it, any other reason other than the fact that if you bring them over here,
mm-hmm.
you can punch a bunch of them through the system, make them citizens, or even in Virginia, they don't have to be citizens.
That's such a come down for that, for the Commonwealth of Virginia. It really
and,
is. It's a come down.
And no, it hasn't calmed down.
I said it's a come down.
Oh, okay.
For the Commonwealth of Virginia.
It is. And you tell me it was for anything other than Democrat voters.
Yeah, that's all it was.
We don't have enough of them in this country. Hillary lost. We don't have enough of them. We've got to bring more in. Like they say, oh, we're going to bring in more cheap labor. No, you're bringing in more Democrat voters.
Yep.
So how bad it is. This is how bad it is. It's so bad that they have to import voters to places like Virginia, where you can vote if you're not a citizen, and to places like Maryland, where if you're a convicted felon, you can run for Senate.
Oh. Yeah, we're talking about Bradley Manning. It's still a him. He's still a he. You can cut everything off you want. He dies 100 years from now. His coffin is exhumed, and you find out that the DNA is male. Now, that's an interesting thing.
So now,
that's interesting though.
That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story.
That's interesting. Yeah.
They have a whole problem with, and look, there have been Democrat pundits that have said the party is going the wrong doggone way. You know who I saw recently on TV?
They're communists.
Remember Andy Stein?
Andy Stein. I don't know.
He was the president of the New York City Council. He started out back in the early 70s. Being elected Manhattan Borough President, and he ended up being the president of New York City Council for years and years and years during the Koch years. You know, Mr. Mayor for life, how am I doing? You know, during all that time, Andy Stein was the president of the City Council of the City of New York.
Mm-hmm.
This man is a dyed, not even in the wool, this man is a dyed in the DNA Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the president of the United States, he said, I've known him since 1972. This man is not a racist. And, well, why do you think this whole votes? They're so freaked out Hillary lost, even though they, quote unquote, they know she won the popular vote, that they're doing what they can to stack, pack, and rack the deck. And if that means allowing felons to vote, the Democrat liberal governors are going to start issuing pardons to people in prison saying, yeah, we know you're a felon. We're going to let you out. Why? So you can vote.
Yep.
Well, wait, you're letting me out of prison? Yeah. Oh, you're a wonderful person. Yeah, I know. We're a wonderful person. Vote for our party.
Did you hear about that Newsweek columnist? Newsweek. It was a Harvard law professor who wrote an article in Newsweek, and he said, his name is Lawrence Lessig. He's a professor of law and leadership at Harvard Law School. He outlined a scenario in which Hillary Clinton could still take the presidency in a series of impeachments.
I didn't read it. No, I saw it. I didn't read it.
Listen to this. He said that Hillary Clinton could still become the president. He said that, you know, he said if President Trump resigns or gets impeached, Vice President Mike Pence resigns or is impeached, and House Speaker Paul Ryan, who would legally become the heir to the top job, appoints Clinton as his deputy and then resigns, Clinton would become the president, the professor said. Are you kidding? That's one way it could happen.
Well, wait. If that's the case... If that's the case, I'm in line for the heir to the throne of the United Kingdom.
Yep. And I'm going back to Italy.
I'm
going to
take a whole lot of resignations, but I could do it. It could happen.
It's amazing. Amazing.
Let me sidebar this. First of all, I didn't get a chance to read that article, and I wish I would have had the chance to read that because I thought it was amusing when I saw it.
It's hysterical. It's just. I mean, man's been smoking too much, man. I mean, popping something.
I had a dream.
Uh-oh.
It's quite some time ago, but I had a dream, and it was right after Debbie and I were married. I had this dream.
Okay.
Right? And Debbie and I are running around Washington, and we're pointing at the, you know, very, very tourist. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we're pointing at this monument and that monument and the other monument, and we're having a nice time. We are. We're just having a lovely afternoon. It's a sunny day. The cherry blossoms are out. We're having a nice time, right, Debbie and I? We're going through D.C., and we're walking along hand in hand saying, oh, look, there's the Washington. Oh, look, there's the Lincoln. Oh, look, there's the Jefferson. You know, we're looking at all these monuments, memorials, and stuff. We're having a nice afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And this black van pulls up and says, geez, Mr. President, where the hell have you been? Get in the van. And Debbie looks at me with a little pout on her face, and I said, come on, baby, we got to go. And, you know, so I'm being a lucid dreamer.
Yes.
I got up in the morning, and I was like, well, it was fun until the van pulled up.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm like, you know something? I honestly believe... leave 2020 to President Trump, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't draft me. But I honestly believe I'd make a decent president of the United States.
Vinny, hit him with the bat.
Yeah. Hey, Vinny! You know, I honestly, you know, Assad, listen. Come here. I want to talk to you. You know, Kimmy, come here. Come here. I want to talk to you.
Come back.
You know, Benny, hit him with the bat. You know, I honestly believe I'd make a decent. I honestly believe I'd make a decent president of the United States. But
I think
please
you would
don't
too.
Draft me, please.
Of course not.
You know, it'd be a pay cut. You know,
yeah,
so. All kidding aside.
Yeah.
When you mentioned this article that I did not get a chance to read, and you talk about, well, if this one resigns, and then this one appoints, and then this one resigns, and this one appoints, and I said, well, I'm in line for the, you know, British throne. I guess if I had to choose between the British throne and the presidency of the United States, I'd probably pick the throne. But if it got right down to it and everybody else was like, you know, let's go into one of these dystopian future, you know, movies and, you know, it ends up, oh, Lou, you know what? You're the only one left with a brain, you know. It's like...
That's basically it. I mean,
if,
you know.
If I turn around and the only two people left with a brain on the planet was me and Donald J. Trump, I'd say, Donnie, take care of my light work for me, will you? You know? And... he'd still be president.
Yeah.
This man has got it going on. He's got it going on. And he's said he promised that for every regulation that was brought to his desk, two had to be removed. He's up to 20-1 regulation removals.
All right.
And it doesn't matter which department, whether it's the post office, whether it's the EPA, whether it's – doesn't matter. The FDA is approving drugs at a rate they haven't done since the time they were invented. Departments are starting to say, we're losing people. That's okay. We have less to do. Oh, look at that. Son of a gun, you're right. You know, Wall Street, unemployment on every metric is down.
That's right.
Workforce, which is, this is why you always used to complain, they always measure unemployment, they never measured workforce participation. Workforce participation is at a level it hasn't been since the 70s.
Yep.
The world can come to an end, and with Donald J. Trump in the White House, the United States will continue to prosper.
Yep. I agree.
What's wrong with that?
BC, that's a, the Democrats don't want that. You have to understand the mentality and the where they're coming from. They don't want us,
good,
the American people,
to
have...
Explain it to me. I don't.
They don't want us to have any power at all. They don't want us to have enough money so we can do things on our own. They don't. It's the communist. It's the Soviet communist and the Marxist type of pattern. They don't want us to do anything that gives us power. They want to have all the power. And what they do is they give us drips and drabs of exactly what they think we deserve or what
crumbs.
We need. You know, crumbs. Yeah.
Crumbs.
Well.
Well, isn't that what Nancy Pelosi called it? Crumbs?
Yeah, $1,000. That's crumbs. If somebody would give me $1,000 right now. But see, but that's the thing. They do not want us to have any power at all. If we have more money, more of our own money, that's power that is taken away from them. If we have the ability to, you know, just do anything that any more that we want, or have our freedoms intact, you know, First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, they don't want that either.
There's a glaring issue here. There's a glaring issue here. Mm-hmm. The Democrats believe that they, you know, these Trump tax cuts and this and that are giving government money to this one, to that one, to the other one. No. They're not giving anybody anything. We're keeping our money.
That's the thing, yes.
And our money is that power that they want.
Mm-hmm.
The government doesn't have any money. They don't have a nickel.
That's right. It's our money.
They don't have a red cent.
Mm-hmm.
It's our money. We're getting to keep it. And that's the power they want.
That's right.
Because Hillary's book years ago, Cradle to Grave, it takes a village.
A village.
No, it doesn't take a village.
No, it doesn't.
As a matter of fact, do what I did back in the old days in the jungle. Burn the village down. Get the criminals out. Get the bad guys out. Burn it to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is it. People keep insisting it's government money. And that's how the Democrats trade.
Mm-hmm.
They trade by giving people government money. No, they're not giving government money. They're giving our money. You can't tax a nation into prosperity.
Oh, God, no.
No. What one man gets for not working is something another man doesn't get for working.
That's right.
These are truths. These are Ayn Rand truths.
That's right.
And the Democrats keep trying to blur that line. They keep trying to skew that issue. They keep trying to put things through a prism that changes the direction of the light.
That's right.
And they want that light shining on them so that people see them as some sort of an angel stepping off of a cloud when all they are is a devil crawling out of a hole.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of Russia, Viktor Leonov, it's a spy ship, Russian spy ship that has been seen down by the Georgian coast. And,
Georgia or theirs?
Our Georgia. It's off the coast. It's in the Caribbean, and it's headed north toward the Florida coast. And it's a spy ship, okay? It was here off the coast of Connecticut last year, around this time. And this is normal. This is SOP. This is standard operating procedure.
And it was in the Caribbean in 1960 or 1961, right?
There was a whole bunch of it left from Havana, so it was in Havana, the Viktor Leonov. But anyway, it's operating near the U.S. So now we have Richard Blumenthal, who's a Connecticut senator, saying, "Well, obviously, this gets me. This is how stupid this man is." He says, the Russian ship may just be part of a testing of a new administration, which has been all too cozy with Vladimir Putin's regime in Russia. I was just like, you're kidding, really? So basically what he's saying is, oh, this is basically Trump giving Putin favors, you know, which is a bunch of baloney. They do this constantly, people. They have done this constantly. They've been doing this for decades, just like with the 290 flights. They've been doing it for decades.
They get just so close, and the Coast Guard puts a ship there and says, hey.
Yeah, and they watch each other, and our intelligence people will be out there trying to get stuff from them, and it's a game, and as long as it doesn't get too serious, this is the way things happen in the world of espionage.
It's been the same game since the end of World War II. This isn't something new of President Trump.
But the thing is that you have the media and you have the Democrats trying to make it appear as if this is Trump giving Putin favors and allowing them to spy on us even more, which is a bunch of baloney.
You know, let me tell you, there's something I want to start saying. You know, there's certain things that you say, there's certain things I say, and we say them. Each of us has our own little pet things that we say every podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to start saying one thing over and over and over again until I drive it into the brain of the collective American populace.
Mm-hmm.
Putin was right.
Who was right?
Patton.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh. General George Patton.
George Smith Patton, yes. Patton was right.
He was right.
Darwin, yes. Natural selection. That's being proven lately with a lot of the younger people, but anyway. Uh-huh.
We'll get to the cultural idiocy in a moment, but for now.
Oh yeah, Patton wanted to go straight through Berlin into Moscow. He wanted to go right into Russia, and he was told to hold back.
And he wanted to go into Kiev.
Yep.
And he wanted to just say, heck with it.
He was stopped, and he said, "They're going to be a problem."
Yep. Could you imagine what the world would be today?
I can't speculate. I really can't. Because you know
I can.
I believe that if
Patton had been allowed to do what he did. I mean, don't forget, then we got the Marshall, you know, all that stuff going on after the war, right? Okay. there would have been no Berlin Airlift.
That's true.
Because trade would have been established across Europe. There would have been no gulags. There would have been Siberia. Would have been, you know, a free state. You know, it would have all taken place, and it would have all taken place over and over and over again throughout the world. The world would be, you know, on the wings of a snow white dove. I mean, look, I'm serious. Yeah, you'd have had a weirdo here and there like Mao, and you would have had a weirdo here and there down in Southeast Asia, South Asia. You would have had these things, and we would have turned around and said, hey, we're having a nice time here. Shut up and sit down. And they would have gone, oh, okay. Korea would not have happened. Vietnam would not have happened. The Cuban Missile Crisis would not have happened. All these things would not have happened. There would have been no Patty Hearst and SDS and all that other stuff. Would not have happened.
Right.
There would have been the troubles in Ireland. Would not have happened. All these things that are bad that took place in the 20th century after 1945 would not have happened. Japan would have snapped too and made more Toyotas. I mean, you know, Italy would have snapped too and made more Fiat 500s. Why? I don't know, because I've tried to sit in one and it doesn't work.
Oh, God, don't get me started with the Fiat. Okay.
And I'm not a big guy, and I couldn't fit in one. Yeah. So
I could fit into one. That's no problem.
But the idea is the world, think of the world, had Patton been left alone.
Patton was
had
never
Ike
left
said,
alone.
You know what, George? You know Patton what, Ike would have said, George, you know something? I'm tired of hearing you. Just go do what you think is right.
No. Eisenhower was constantly sitting on him, basically, telling him to hold back on things. And
I know that.
They sent out, man,
but
I'll
if he turned
you.
Around, if Ike turned around and said, you know something? George, I'm tired of listening to you. Just go do it. Just whatever you want to do here. Look, here's a note. Show it to anybody that asks. I told you, go ahead, have a nice day. You know, if that's all he did, not order him to do this or order him to do that. Just here, George, have a nice time. Go.
Patton
get out of my office.
Patton was one of the few generals, I think, during World War II who actually understood war.
I
think the others were too involved in politics.
Yep.
Because they were
well,
even
I've
a
heard,
quote
I've,
when quote Patton says, "War, God, I love it." You know, he's a great strategist, tactician. I mean, the man knew. I mean, he used to study previous Napoleon's strategies, Alexander the Great. I mean, everything. He used to study all that stuff.
Everything.
I mean, man was amazing.
And you had, you know, people talked about the way he came up through through Africa. And everywhere he went, Montgomery got there first and took all the pictures. Because he snuck around where there were no Germans. And, he got to the town first and, you know, waited for Patton to shell it and mortar it and shoot it. And then he'd pull into the town square by the time, you know, Patton took a shower. Mm-hmm. And get his picture taken. And you know something? People are going to hate me for this, but I said the same thing about MacArthur. Mm-hmm. He was too busy getting his picture taken.
Yeah. Montgomery was a prima donna. He was. He was very much of a prima donna. And he was, I hate to say this, a typical Brit. He was. He was more concerned with the optics than the mission. I really believe that.
Well,
now
let me snap us out of this.
How is he going to look at it?
Now let me snap us out of this nostalgic trip down, you know, with the Glenn Miller Orchestra playing in the background. Optics.
Mm-hmm.
We live our lives in optics now. It's not a question of what's getting done. It's a question of what the optics are.
Yes, exactly. What are the optics? How is it going to make me look? How is it going to make the
party
look?
And the optics are that the president's getting it done while the shiny toy is thrown for the hounds of war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mainstream media. the shiny toy is thrown over in a corner and they fight over it.
Yes.
And the president is getting it done. Mm-hmm. Now, some people are masters of optics and yet still have their own agenda, like Chuck Schumer.
Oh, exactly. Definitely. I mean, come on. Every time, I want to know if he runs to the cameras this time after he gets finished with the meeting with Donald Trump, or casually walks, because damn it, he walks. There's never a. You see a camera. Chuck Schumer, you know, can spy reporters a mile off. Seriously. There's always Schumer 30-second soundbite. As he's walking toward them, he's figuring out.
We're from New York Metro. You and I are from New York Metro. Some of our listeners are not. There's a reason we refer to Chuck Schumer as Senator Soundbite.
Mm-hmm.
He never met a microphone he didn't like.
Exactly.
And that's it. You say, oh, well, gee, I wonder if he'll go run into the reporters or just walk on by casually.
I know. I was being facetious. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah. So let's see what happens with that.
Going.
I'm curious to see what happens to it. You know, we are going to have to move this along. We really are.
You want to take a pool on what's going to happen?
A pool?
You want to take a pool? You want to take the numbers on what's going to happen when he leaves the White House?
Oh, God. No, I know. He's probably there right now going, oh, my gosh. Come on.
Well, we had this meeting, and it was an in-depth meeting, and it was a very productive meeting, but we're still going to shut the government down in about 8 hours. You know, because I'm an idiot.
I'm looking now. It's like 7 hours, 18 minutes. Okay. Or 19 minutes. Or 16
close.
Minutes. Yeah, so, you know, let's see what happens. Seriously, though. But the director of OMB said, Mulvaney said that the agency should pull on their reserves there. So nobody gets hurt.
Well, good.
So that's how they're going to circumvent because that.
I'm tired. I'm tired of dealing with these people who won these awards the other day. You know, look, Jim Acosta just refused to let go until the president said to him, out. I'm surprised the president didn't just go grab him by the arm and say, Jimmy, come with me. Come here. Walk with me. Talk with me. Oh, I got a separate special interview. Yeah, you see that door? We're going through that door. We are? Okay. Here, I'll hold the door open for you. Out he goes. Pull the door shut. I'll see you.
You know what I really think he should do? Next time he has one of those little sessions, he should have a bunch of Vinnies in the Oval Office, all with bats. Just kind of, you know, hitting themselves hand there. You know. Don't make me call Vinny.
Yeah. And one guy. You know what? Sarah Sanders should be standing. You remember George Raft? She should be standing and flipping a coin.
Yeah, exactly.
You remember the old gangster
I like Vinny. Hit him with the. But can't you see that happening, though? Donald Trump looking at the guy in the corner going, Jim Acosta's giving him a bunch of crap. Looks at him and says, Vinny, hit him with the bat. Hit him with the bat. I love it. That comic, was that Mike Marino?
Oh, listen. Put the microphone. Put the boom mic over. Vinny, put the boom mic over Mr. Acosta.
Boom.
That's kind of like code for hit him with the bat.
Okay, we should move on. We should move on here.
You and I grew up in the days of Helen Thomas.
Oh, God.
Jim Acosta models himself a modern Helen Thomas.
He thinks he is. He's just a bad reporter. He has no respect. It's just like, get rid of him, please.
He's got a no respect. And he's got a vowel on the end of his name.
I think he's Spanish, isn't he?
What's the matter? You got?
He's Italian?
But he fancies Acosta?
Oh, Madonna mia.
Does it always hurt worse when it's a paisan?
It does. It's like my first thing is, how can you be so stupid? Actually, no. I don't know. It can be either Spanish, Portuguese, or
it could be
Italian.
Yeah, but wait.
Wait.
You've got to boil that. You got to boil that soup a little longer because we also enjoy Behar.
Don't even get me. No, don't get me started. Do not get me started. Oh,
I'm not
no.
only Shukuma, but she's a Jersey girl. And oh my God! Wait, no, I gotta go there. Hold on,
no,
I gotta go there. I watched, and you know, I don't usually. I try and avoid using
wait a minute,
names.
Wait a minute. He's Cuban. Oh, whew.
Oh, is he?
Oh, thank goodness.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, isn't that where Juan Williams? Juan Williams?
No. I want to either say El Salvador or...
Oh, okay, El Salvador.
Something, one of those countries.
I'm trying to remember. Well, Kimberly Guilfoyle is Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
Geraldo, where's Geraldo? Isn't he Cuban?
Puerto Rican.
Or is he Puerto Rican, too?
Puerto Rican, he's Puerto Rican. De Puerto Rico.
See? Oh, I'm sorry. Puerto Rico.
Puerto
I thought
Rico.
It was Puerto Rico, but okay.
No, us it's Puerto Rico, but there it's Puerto Rico. Actually, I don't know. Oh, okay. But anyway.
Rico. Suave.
Geez.
No, listen.
We got to wrap this up.
I don't usually name names, but Jeanine Pirro, Her Honor, Judge Jeanine.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching her opening statement. I think it was Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night she does her... Justice with Judge Jeanine,
mm-hmm.
right? And she was talking about this guy Strzok.
Mm-hmm.
in her opening statement. And I'm watching, right? Because she's amusing. You know, she's adorable, but she's amusing.
Mm-hmm.
She did lose one of her standard poodles recently, and I felt bad for her because I know what it's like to lose a dog. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about, what was Strzok's girlfriend's name?
Oh, gosh, I forget. I'll be honest with you. I forget.
Okay. Anyhow, she's talking about this guy Strzok 2 weeks ago, I think it was, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
And she turns and she's looking in the camera, because that's what she does. It's her job. And she says, and he's sharing this information with his kumar.
Yeah. I know.
I'm like, Debbie looked at me and she says, what's the matter? I said, did she just, yeah, she said, Kumar. I said, this is a New Yorker.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact that this was his Kumar, for the Mitigani that are listening, we call each other Gumara, Gumbara, you know, stuff like that because it's a term of endearment amongst what used to be considered godparents.
Mm.
But it became an almost pejorative only because Italian men had Gumas. And the Gumas were their, you know, girlfriends.
There you go.
So here's a married man
mm-hmm.
who's got a gumar that's a married woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sharing government secret listed information
it's
back and forth.
Yeah, they should be in jail also. They really both should be in jail. But
I think there are indictments coming. There are indictments coming. And if these people don't want to put their own in handcuffs, call me. You know,
you'll do
send
it.
Send a van up that'll take my wheelchair. Yep. Hand me the cuffs. I'll take care of it. No
mm-hmm.
problem.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have to start wrapping this up. We've been going for quite a while now.
Why?
Because.
I'm not done.
We got to get done. We can do this some other day. Things are just moving along here. We got to move with it. We have to move with it.
Well, I'm looking at my show notes. I'm looking
well,
at my show notes.
Well, you kind of went off like, the wait, rails a few times, sweetie, so, you know.
No, what does my bile dump? I have. What is my bile dump on the 26th?
I have no idea. Why are you even talking about this? On?
Well, it's on my show notes. Wait, no, I'm on the wrong page here. Well, we're not going to get into Dickie Durbin, little Dickie Durbin, are we? You know, he's got to have a name, just like Crooked Hillary, and you know, the
little Dickie,
low energy, little Dickie,
little Dickie, idiot,
little Dickie Durbin. So, all right, you want to wrap this up? We'll wrap this up.
We're going to have to wrap this up, folks. Thank you very much for joining us. It's been fun. I know we could go on for 2 hours at least, but
No.
Wrap this up right now, because this is like, you know, wow, an hour and a half so far.
No. We got little Dickie Durbin, all right? What do we got for Lindsey Graham? What do we got for
I'm not even going to tell you what I'm going to call Lindsey Graham, because
John McCain. What do we got for No, come on, help me out. We got to help the president. We got to come up with these names for him.
John McCain. Let's see. Traitor.
Yeah, that comes right to mind. Thank you. Never mind. You know what? The internet is becoming a very, very hairy place. For those of you who know, you already see it. For those of you who don't, you will see it soon. There are mechanisms, algorithms, etc., in place that are changing the face of the internet as we speak. Ergo.
Yeah.
You can find us in many, many, many locations.
Mm-hmm. And I think after a while, if things continue the way they are, I'm going to be moving a lot of things, you know, to other sites and stuff. And I think what happens.
I think political QRM is in a reasonably safe place. However,
yeah.
No, I don't. Tell me.
No, I'm just as far as, you know, my own social media presence. I think I'm going to have to start moving things from certain areas to, you know, other things. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay. No. It's okay, because we're already...
The more things come out, the more that I get a little bit more nervous about stuff. So,
we'll see. Well, you know, Twitter is doing some throttling. Facebook is doing some throttling.
It's actually Twitter.
Algorithms that change things.
Yeah. Because my Twitter account's been acting kind of strange.
But we have...
My Twitter account's
been acting
strange. Yes, so is mine. Yeah, so I'm a little bit concerned about it. So I don't know what's going on there.
We've got Blueberry, where our podcasts get cached, whether we like it or not, because it's one of those services. Of course, iTunes. You can hear us on iTunes. You can hear us at Political QRM, at least for now. I repost the link for all of you people, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Minds, which is a wonderful free speech, wide open, no censorship of any kind site. So is Kadias. I shouldn't say that. Kadias is a conservative-only web presence. Gab.ai is a free speech, wide open, no censorship, no throttling website. Daily Motion is another one. VidMe is gone. YouTube is acting a little bit weird. So, you know, there are many places in the internet, and if you follow us, follow us. If you follow me or if you follow Amory, keep your eyes open, because there will be changes. The internet is being controlled by, you know, tinfoil hat, big brother wearing types.
Unfortunately,
that tinfoil is provided, brought to you by the DNC. Mm-hmm.
Okay, before
you know,
we go...
The DNC, who all melt down over shithole, but still stand there and yell the F word in front of 10-year-old girls on stage. Anyway...
Thank you, Tom Paris. One thing before we go. This weekend of the AFC and NFC Championship playoffs,
what does that mean?
NFC football.
Oh.
These two games will determine who goes to the Super Bowl. The NFC, Minnesota Vikings... and Philadelphia Eagles Last week's game with the Vikings and New Orleans Saints was unbelievable. That's going to be a really good game, the Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles. And then the AFC Championship is between my Patriots, and yes, I am coming back out of the closet for this, the New England Patriots against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who knows? They say Tom Brady's right hand is hurt, our quarterback. I don't know. We'll just see what happens, folks. But the only thing I can say is go Pats.
I don't follow football enough, but I did see a thing today where he was wearing gloves.
Yes, I know. So, Lou, what do you have to say? Let's get out of here.
Wait, you want to get out of here? There's only one thing we possibly could ever say, and that is... May God bless the United States of America.
Samson, speak. Good boy.